Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our Mount Pleasant City CDRA meeting, January 9th, 6 p.m. regular session. We'll start with a roll call. Here. Here. He's gonna be here a little later. Here. Here. Okay, next is approval of our minutes from our December 12th, 2023 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m.
So I can't.
All right. I had a chance to look at this over the weekend. So I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes for our CDRA meeting held December 12th, 2023 at 6 p.m.
I'll second it. Okay. The motion by Rondi, seconded by Lim to approve the minutes of the December 12th, 2023 regular city CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims, invoice register dated 12-12 of 23 to 1-5 of 24, in the amount of $65,728.40.
Chairman, can I comment on claims?
Yeah.
We requested the amount to the two claims, that was $17,677, $42,000, a total of $60,677. Those were actually engineering services to the trail project, and that money is coming from the $90,000 grant from the Water Heritage Area. So that is not park improvements, that's trail work. Sunrise is not doing any engineering for the park project.
Okay, so we need to change that on our account name as the trails.
And do we have a bid to we tie that back to see if it's tying into what they've quoted us?
No, we have we went through the National Park Service provided $11,000. We're on the approved list, and Sunrise Engineering is the National Park Service approved firm for the heritage area.
Any other questions?
Saying I haven't voted yet.
I think it goes off by itself.
We talked about this earlier today, and I know the years past we went ahead and voted on the CDRA and then sworn them in the city council. So I think it's the difference of the board member versus the city councilman.
Yeah, now the way the state code reads for these government agencies is the city council serves as the board of directors. And so theoretically, he's here as a council member, serving as an RDA board member. It may be problematic to not yet be spoken for him, but I don't think it's a,
if you want to be I'll just abstain from for right now.
Okay.
To
see, Claudia would really be in the same situation with Rondi, because Rondi really hasn't been sworn in for this year either. Bull did get sworn in, or he came over to the city hall and they swore him in earlier today because he knew he was going to be late tonight. So we took in and went ahead and done that earlier today. No, it'd only give two, because...
That's my concern.
Because you only got these two votes over here.
We may have to postpone the minutes. Just a procedural question.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that, so that's what was a little, I didn't know for sure either.
Well, technically speaking, inasmuch as the RDA board consists of the mayor who serves as the chair and the council member serves as the board, theoretically, when you're making decisions in January, you should be an official council member to sit in the RDA capacity. I don't know if it was a council. I guess my concern is there may be nothing here on the claims my only concern would be getting some of these bills paid, not have to wait for a month. I would be willing to defer. I'd be willing to take as the executive director to call Adam Malone, who's the RDA specialist for the state, and ask if we do this problematic, and just do it. And then if he finds some way we could make it work under the circumstances, I don't know. I'm not trying to suggest what you do, but technically she's correct. So if you have to balance that versus. I don't think the minutes would be a problem. My concern is one would finance director on some of these claims.
You got anybody coming?
Yeah.
That's the thing, you got family coming.
The point we could do that if you want, which is fine, is you could adjourn, you can go through other stuff, and any action items, you could adjourn this meeting and reconvene the RDA after we're sworn in.
Yeah, we could. They only know we're legal. So we'll just hold off on the vote for now. We'll go on with the agenda. Next is our executive director report.
To speed this up to only half hour, what I'm going to do each time is I will give you the agenda. As you know, the Main Street Committee serves as the executive of the RDA, and these are the projects that you're working on. We got committee members assigned all these to move it along. For example, when you go down to the street repair project, they're working on this is a proposal that Jim and Nancy developed some time ago. You already have copies of this. I think you kind of need this one. This is the outline that they're working on when the process of raising the money in the new streetscape project. The estimate that we had originally for the streetscape project was $80,000. We've had some new data gathered, so it looks like it's going to be $115,000. We're applying for a T-Mobile grant and two other grants to help pay that work, to do that work. One of the things they want to ask about that is if it would be okay. If you see, I talked to Nancy, and it cost about $10,000 to start now the Christmas is over, trimming the trees. We can do that between now and April. It only costs $10,000. We don't have to take action on that because you can, but we'll get back to you on that. So anyway, that's a general outline. That's all I have.
Do you want to start the discussion action on the Cleon Peterson Eccles Equestrian Center then?
If we could, please.
Yeah.
We'd like to start off, if we could, please, as we put this together as an application. You all have a copy of this, and this isn't the grant application. But this is a narrative that shows the fact that the CRA submitted a grant application for $600,000. The project title at Cleo Pita Beth is a question center expansion development of commercial land. They only have the scope of work. I'll let Dave Austin and the Land report because they submitted the application and they had a conversation and we're going to be funded half of this as first phase. Do you want to discuss that or the chairman?
So yeah, we put in that application for $600,000. The governor's office got a lot of projects on the books, but talking with them earlier, they really liked our project. That's why they strongly encouraged me to apply for it. But we did get $300,000. And now our decision is if we want to continue to pursue other funding, but we have to let the governor's office know if we're going to accept that grant amount or not.
And we're all in the process of going to three different sources to raise the other money. It's looking pretty positive. I think that when we talked to the chairman after the meeting, the feeling was that they were highly, they thought they would be motivated to let us do a first phase of $300,000 and then apply for $300,000 in phase two. In the meantime, we're going to try to raise $600,000.
So the thing with this grant is to be able to reapply for this coming year, 2024, which would be 25 money, we have to have our money spent that they've allowed us for this year, spent, done, and completed. It's like when Dave's saying phase two, we would have to have phase one all completed before, was it October? I want to say it was October, I think, is the date they gave us that. Yeah.
Precisely what we're doing, we're following up on that conversation we had, and we're going to talk about plans that we talked about before, where we could go ahead and do an arena without exceeding everything in stage one, which we'd like to discuss. And so I'd like to turn over a couple of minutes to our engineering firm, Rand Sunrise, is the engineering firm of record, because the Heritage was also involved in getting some money for this. And he has the projection here of the that pertains to earthwork, grading, arena floor, and install. Would you like to discuss that? And we'd like to have Jack give some hard numbers on what he thinks of the start.
I wasn't planning on it.
There you go.
I feel like I've been thrown under the bus a little bit.
No, you're good at it.
So when we were applying for the grant, we needed some budgetary figures to come up with. So I kind of threw, I mean, there was some thought behind it. I just didn't pull numbers out of the air. Based on an arena they did down in Hurricane just recently. The total cost of to move the arena was around 1.3. Obviously, we're well short of that with funding that we have. But if we do the earthwork grading and do as much as we can to spend $300,000 and also meet our match, whether am I right in saying we can meet our match with some in-kind or Dave?
Well, cash.
That's the cash.
I think it's the current fixing it with the narrative, the one that we got Jada support on, the one that Jim support on, which we would be expanding the equestrian center even without having the arena stuff down there, because it would give us another arena.
Order.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what Mont wanted me to say.
All I wanted to do was verify we didn't pull those numbers out of Scott.
Oh.
So
these are the numbers that we put in the application. Now what we'd like to come back is...
So when was the arena done in Hurricane?
Pardon?
Just recently. Yeah. Last 23, I believe.
That's nice. It's, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, we've done it last, yeah.
Yeah, so I, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly what things are going to cost. I did anticipate the city doing some work rather than contracting it out and
exactly.
Saving costs.
Yeah.
I talked to the Eccles Foundation the other day. We sent them, they've had a great idea to forward up to those five fantastic letters of support. They really like those. And also the EDOT approved the signage change. But what we'd like to do here is, if we could, is talk about how we can do it incrementally and get it done within that time frame before the first federal gives us another program. So if you get a report of flood areas, the numbers you got in terms of a site work on the 5 acres, And then the dirt before the actual leak. Can you kind of do that before?
I'd be kind enough to do that, yes.
He told you beforehand, Jack, right? You're gonna have to do this?
What's that?
He told you beforehand?
My wife, Elaine, a partner.
Okay.
I will give you my idea of how we should proceed on this if we are going to proceed. First of all, site preparation. We need to grade, level, drains, drainage on the whole 5-acre parcel, first of all. Secondly, we talked about the arena itself. I don't know for sure if we'd be putting the cart before the horse at that point, but we could still do that. And I have some figures. To do the site prep and start the arena itself, I talked with Flair Construction. They are in Colville, and just to get an idea of prices. And if we went with those guys, Flair would do the site preparation, and what we have to do is excavate down 18, 24 inches, and then fill that back with sand. And that site preparation would include that for $60,000.
So does that include grading the 5 acres like you were
yes,
saying?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And they would do a topo pole, is that what they do? A topo map. But we could do that if we wanted. I just put these together so that we had an idea of where we're going to be and where we're, what we're spending. We could give the sand will be, there's 2,800 yards of sand to fill that hole back up. And that's cubic yards. Yeah, and that's $10,000, and that comes from Brotherson's. That's the same sand that we've used on all the arenas out there. My thought was to use panels to fence off the whole, not necessarily the whole 5-acre perimeter, but to start fencing off parts of the 5 acres so that we could use it. For instance, the high school rodeo. Parking, and everybody's a lot more comfortable to park in there, even if they're not tying their horses up, to bring their horses in, saddle them, if there is some kind of a perimeter fence. And so to buy 150 12-foot panels, and these are super stock panels, we're looking at $44,850. We would need just preliminary 4 6-foot ride-through gates, 4 12-foot drive-through gates, and 109-foot posts. Now the posts are really expensive through Tartar, but I'll get a price on having someone do them out of drill pipe. Let's see how they compare. But the posts are $135 a piece if we buy them from Tartar with the loops and everything already set up. So in order to do all of that, we're at $134,346. $134,346. And that would give us a good start. I think we should look at buying bleachers, replacing bleachers, rather than pulling those bleachers from down here. And we could use these bleachers and put them on the south side of the roping arena, which would facilitate all of the bigger events, the World Series team ropings. Then we wouldn't have to haul bleachers in like we've done for the last few years. Three years ago, I got a price from some manufacturers to put new bleachers just on the north side there of the arena, the indoor arena. And it was $275,000. So it's a really an expensive venture. But I think if we're going to do it, and we could do it in pieces, I suppose, but I would really hate to see us go to this big expense build an arena, add a facility, and not put new bleachers in, or just no bleachers.
Do you know what Manti done?
Yes.
They got used bleachers at them for the NASCAR.
Yes.
Racetrack.
I talked to, oh gosh, Bennett, what's his first name? What is it?
Mike.
Yes, I talked with Mike Bennett, and he said, yeah, it worked out really good, but it's still expensive. I mean, by the time they got them transported and then had them reset up, it was a lot of money. So, you know, I guess that's just what we're going to have to decide as we go along, is how much money is available through these grants and how much we're going to spend on it. If you really want to move it, those are all questions. It just gives us a pretty good idea. If we get a good start, we're like at $135,000.
And if we went out there with $135,000, would that then create another facility that would really enhance your events?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, we'd be able to use it. Like I said, you know, we've used it for parking before for the bigger events, which we have 7 of them in a year. And that's been everybody's only concern, is that, well, you know, if my kid's horse takes off or my horse takes off, where's he going to end up? And I said, probably Fairview. But I, you know, it's, that would be just a start to get things going, and it would be usable, absolutely. Because we'd have the grading done, and we'd have a lot of the surface. I mean, and that's a big question as well. What do we put in different places? You've got pens, and you've got parking, and you've got unloading chutes. So there's a whole bunch of different aspects that we have to look at, and now is the time to look at it, not after we start putting up fences and stuff. So that's what we...
I have a good question. Enhancing it incrementally, like stage one, getting this first phase done by public, with the figure you have there, $134,000, the grant for phase one is $300,000. We have $175,000 that we have from the sale of the land around the depot, which gives us $475,000. Extract $134,000, that leaves you with $341,000. Could you research and let the finance director and the chairman and myself know what other enhancements you could really that could be effective down above and beyond the $134,000?
Sure. I just talked about some of them. Bleachers. The new restroom that we built will facilitate part of that. But then, yeah, if you want me to spend that other $300,000, I'll be happy.
I didn't set you up. because without having the chutes and everything down there, the stuff you're doing, high school audio, if you had those improvements and you said it would cost $200,000, I'll just use that as an example. $275,000, we could actually have bleachers there, so if you have high school audio finals, you could use that facility.
Sure, yeah. And that's...
We wouldn't have the chutes.
Well, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and there have been some questions and concerns about using the chutes that we've got up here in town, and, you know, there's just a whole bunch of opinions and different ideas. The county's spending $56,000 to buy 6 new preferred chutes, and the reason why they like them is because they're adjustable, so that you could do full-size bowls, and then you can squeeze them down to do mini bowls. And I said, you know, after 2 weeks sitting in the dirt and using them, they're not going to be really easy to adjust, and nobody's going to want to adjust them anyway for half a dozen mini bowls. So that $56,000, I mean, that's a ton of money just for chutes. And we just have...
Also, excuse me, like over in Nephi, the concessions is underneath their bleachers and the restrooms.
Yeah.
That's something we'd probably have to...
Yeah, Spanish Fork has their pens, their return alleys and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's all good stuff, and that's what we have to do. We just can't do this on a fly-by-night deal. We've got to look around, and I've talked with the people at Tartar, and they have a specialist that does rodeo arenas and facilities, and I've talked with him a lot, and he has a lot of good ideas, but I think hands-on thing,
Dell Jensen is really good. He's been to hundreds of rodeos as a stock producer. And that's another thing they're doing at the county. We're going to take all the gates off the pens and turn them upside down, because the guys that do the one-day bull thing, now they're on a 90-degree sweep. And they're concerned that a bull will get a foot in there, which is a possibility, no question about it. But in my opinion, there's a lot easier ways to fix it than to tear all the gates out and turn them upside down and rehinge them. But that's what we need to do, is make sure where we're going before we go. Any questions that I might be...
So I had one question. Is the panels cheaper than just putting up a regular fence?
What's a regular fence?
Well, I'm just worried with the... with the grant, if we go in and say we're going to put panels around, if they're going to be nervous of us basically taking the grant and then moving the panels. That's what scares me on that.
The panels would not be a permanent fixture where they were at. We can use those as, we'll eventually, in fact, I have to talk to a guy about the price to put a chain link fence up. You've got to have a perimeter fence just so people don't sneak in, I guess, is the reason. But all those panels would be able to be, we could use every one of those for the arena panels and for the pens. And they're all super stock panels, which are good enough that the bulls don't tear them up. That's the thing, and you can go down and look where we built those panels, the pens with the lighter panels, the bent, even steers, jamming them through there, and it tears them up.
Right.
You're right, we would have to have a perimeter fence, but we would reuse, every one of those panels would be used. It's a temporary type situation.
Yeah, that's what makes me a little nervous with the grant, is if they would come back to us and say, well, you're only using panels, you're going to move them. I almost feel like if we're going to design this, we need to design it with the arena fence.
Okay.
If I could say it that way. Because that's my concern with the grant. Mm-hmm. We might have to put some panels where, okay, we're going to say this is where the bucking chutes are going to be or something like that there. So we really have to go back and do a lot of modifications. But I think the grant people are going to want to see us be serious enough about it will be an arena that would stay. I think from our conversation on the webinar with them and stuff,
well, we could invite them down and show them that it's going to be definitely a permanent situation. It's not going to be something we tear the panels out and use them in another place.
Oh, yeah, and those panels, you have to put a post that is a post on each corner of the panels that is permanent.
We wouldn't concrete any posts in. They would all just be, we just push them in with a locker. Well, I don't know if we could out there or not. It's a little wrong, but nevertheless, I understand your point, but...
I just know on other government projects I've done on the farm, they have to be permanently mounted and has to be permanent to qualify for grants. So that's what makes me nervous with the same...
Then we would be able to do it that way.
The same way.
But we would be able to use some of that grant money to buy those panels that we are going to use in a permanent situation. And we have to do a perimeter fence. I mean, I guess, like I tell people up to Heber, they spent more on their wall that goes around their facility than we have on our whole place down here. But anyway, I understand that. If that's going to be a problem, I'll have to regroup and do it different. Okay, be good.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. You got anything else, Mont?
I'll follow up with you on one of the good points you made. And I guess you can make a decision if you want to reconvene or RDA board and prove the claims all the afternoon.
I think we need to. Probably even if we do it after city council meeting is what I'd recommend. After the close of city council meeting, we'll reopen this meeting just to approve those claims so that we're official and everybody's sworn in.
So, like, on this park project and stuff, we talked about that a little earlier, but I'm just wondering how we're coming with that. And, I mean, like, we've had plenty of good weather and stuff. I mean, how we...
You're not
yeah, be able to get our sprinklers.
Just to get your follow-up on that.
Yeah, we're waiting for the layout from Mount Land to get materials listed together. So we can purchase the sprinkler materials and then install those, and Colton was helping facilitate that.
Right, but I mean, we've lost 3 months of...
Part of this comes back to the well that we bought, and I'll bring that up in on my mayor's discussion in city council.
Okay.
So. Anything else? Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Sure. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Paul, second by Rondi to adjourn our CDRA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I guess I need to put on there, will we regroup after city council to vote on this, with that part of it? Well, after they're sworn in, they can vote.
Yeah.
So we'll be all right then. Okay, we need to reopen up our CDRA meeting to approve our claim register. Invoice register dated 12/12 of 23 to 1/5 of 24 in the amount of, I gotta get my glasses on to see, $65,728.40.
Okay, I don't have a problem.
Any other discussion we need to have on it? We discussed it quite heavily.
We discussed it, so I motion we approve it.
So Cade's going to make the motion we approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I'm going to second it. So have the motion by Cade to approve invoice register dated 12/12/2023 to 1/5 of 2024. In the amount of $65,728.40. Roll call.
Mike?
Yes.
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 The one thing we do need to change on our paper on the deal is those capital improvements go to trail, not parks. We do need to make that mention on that claim register.
Oh, yeah.
So just noticing that, my notes.
Yes.
So approved that way.
Forgot about that.
Okay. Thank you. Somebody make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Bull makes a motion. Tate seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm
Thank
opposed.
You. I need everybody to sign, though, if you would. And then Natalie's doing it this way, so we're going to do the claims and the adjustments all on one paper and just put how you voted.
Where's your pen at?
Right here.